Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 9th. Today's word is wanderlust, spelled as one word, W-A-N-D-E-R-L-U-S-T. Wanderlust is a noun that means strong longing for or impulse toward wandering. Here's the word used in a sentence from Elle by Olivia Strin. The trip inspired a new commitment to working with artisans from around the world. It also reanimated her genetic sense of wanderlust. She recently went back to Peru to meet with a weaver she's been working with since that first trip. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote in Travels with a Donkey, "For my part, I travel not to go anywhere but to go. I travel for travel's sake. The great affair is to move." Sounds like a case of wanderlust, if we ever heard one. Those with wanderlust don't necessarily need to go anywhere in particular. They just don't care to stay in one spot. The etymology of the word wanderlust is very simple, one that you can probably figure out for yourself. Wanderlust is a lust for wandering. The word comes from German, in which wandern means to hike or roam about, and lust means pleasure or delight. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.